in land use, you will come across, as many of you know, now that I know my audience, many of you know, you will come across ethical situations, especially with regard to land use issues as they come before you for boards and commissions, council, all of those sorts of things. When you start getting down into the I call them lower boards. They're not really lower, but they aren't the city council necessarily. But so some of the things that you have to look at, first of all, is, you know, let's say in any of these scenarios, there's two sides. Because there's the city, who is the regulatory side that they're coming before, and then there's the landowner, the applicant side, that is coming and asking for something to be given to them. And on the political subdivision side, you have the city staff, planners, development services people, public works maybe. You'll have local government officials. That would be the boards and commissions. Commissioners, they might even actually be the council members, and the attorney. You will have on the landowner's side a little bit smaller list, but you'll have the landowner, possibly an engineer or consultant, and you will also often have the attorney. So those are kind of the players that come before probably 80% of the issues that come before land use matters. With the one caveat there is there's oftentimes, and this is where you really start getting stuck into some things, oftentimes the landowner applicant doesn't have an attorney. So it may just be the landowner applicant coming before you.